And right on time, and I could not be more happy to say we are joined by the manager of the LA Dodgers. He is in his fifth season with the Dodgers. He was the 2016 NL Manager of the Year. He led the Dodgers to a pair of NL pennants and four divisional titles in four seasons as manager. A World Series champion as a player. Los Angeles, 3-2 on the year. They're at Houston tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific. We are joined by Dave Roberts. Dave, it is so good to have you back. There's a lot to talk about, but before we get into the season, Dave, how are you doing? How is your family, and how is everybody around you during this most unusual time, Dave?
Thank you, Romy. First of all, it's great to be back with you and catch up and chat a little bit. My family is doing great. I mean, just like everybody, you know, adjusting to the shortened school, the quarantining, indecision and uncertainty of the fall classes. My wife's holding down the fort, like you know. But everything is going well, and it's good to be back to baseball.
Yeah, it's so great to have you back, and it's awesome baseball. One quick thought before we get into that. Like, you and I spoke, Dave, back in March, and we talked about life without baseball at that time. When you look back on the spring and the early summer, for instance, what was the entire experience like for you? How did you spend that time, and did you learn anything along the way?
You know what, Romy? I think that you know me, and I try to find positive takes on certain situations or every situation. And I think for me, I got a little bit of a do-over with my son who was off to college and came back. And I couldn't imagine, you know, going and spending a fall in the dorms and a spring and then coming to live back at home. That would have been hard for me. And my son took it in stride and just got to listen to him and not try to teach him and look for that teachable moment like coaches always kind of do with their sons and then my daughter, and just kind of reconnected. And it was a good thing for our family.
Dave, I know exactly what you're talking about because we sent our oldest son away to college also for his first year, and he came back. He left the dorms, and he came back and had to move back home. I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, so baseball is back. Last night was the first game against the Astros since the investigation and punishment for their sign stealing was announced. You've said in the past that the results of the investigation opened up an old wound for your players. So how would you describe the mood among the players before last night's game? Was it just another game, or did that one feel a bit different?
It felt different. It felt different. And you know, I try to preach and you know, talk about every game is of the same importance, and you've got to have that same psyche and mindset. And I really do believe that. But understanding who the opponent was, you know, what transpired in November, December, what kind of came out, and then following that, all the banter back and forth in the media from players, and then ultimately the penalty that was handed down, rightfully so. And then you come back to essentially the scene of the crime. And, you know, so when we got to the ballpark, it was different. It wasn't the jovial, the music blaring. It was kind of a quiet, calm focus, and we took that into the game. And obviously, you get to the game, and then the incident with Joe Kelly, and things kind of escalate a little bit more.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts is joining us back in the jungle. So in terms of Joe Kelly, I mean, he's had some control issues. He had a pitch get away from him against Bregman. Then there was the other one to Carlos Correa. Words were exchanged after he struck out Correa. The bench is emptied. So, Dave, as you were watching that whole thing play out, what were you thinking?
I was thinking, I hope it doesn't get out of control. And that's my job. That's my job. My job is to help us win baseball games and to make sure things don't get out of control, and especially under these circumstances with social distancing. And I certainly got to do better. I think Dusty's got to do his part as well and control both our clubs. But there was chirping on the other side, and one of those balls that got away, the one to Correa, was a breaking ball. So I don't think it was intentional, but Romy, you know, that's baseball too.
In fact, I'm going to move on, but let me just finally ask you that, since you brought that up like that. Houston did take offense, Dave, to the pitches, as you know. But from your standpoint, was there ill intent behind them? Was he or the team looking to send a message to the Astros last night?
I'm going to say no. And I think that Joe echoed that sentiment last night in his post game. So, you know, we've all seen the video of him warming up and breaking his own window in his house. So, I don't know. I'm going to stick to my story, Romy.
Dave Roberts is joining us. I have seen that video. My man couldn't hit a net. He couldn't hit a net, and he broke his own window. I don't know. I mentioned Dave before he came on. Maybe he was looking to send the house a message. Maybe the window showed him up.
That's fair.
All right, so Walker Buehler goes 3 2/3 last night, Dave, and then the bullpen takes over. You brought in six different pitchers who combined to give up just one hit and no runs against a powerful Astros lineup. How impressed were you with that bullpen last night, and what's it tell you about that group going forward?
So I was very impressed, really impressed. And I think that the bullpen in every bullpen seems like they kind of are under the most scrutiny on every club. But I really think that it's a position of strength for the Dodgers, and we need that into the postseason and getting a ring this year. Walker, I shortened him up a little bit last night because it was his first time on the mound. You know, there was some stress in that last inning, and I want to make sure, you know, for us to win a championship, we need Walker healthy and built up the right way. So it was good to see the bullpen come up and pick us all up.
Dave Roberts joining us. Alex Wood went on the injured list yesterday. Clayton Kershaw threw 32 pitches in an extended bullpen session yesterday. Like around the league, we've seen a number of starting pitchers go down already. So how are you going about managing your starting pitchers in a season like this?
It's crazy. And I think that, you know, we start with 30 guys on the roster, and we have a satellite group of guys that are built up that actually only one of those guys has major league service that potentially could slot in for somebody if somebody gets affected by the virus or somebody gets hurt, because you can't always have that bullpen day because it has that collateral effect going forward. I expect Clayton the pen yesterday was really good. He's going to throw another one on Thursday, and I expect him this weekend in Arizona. But again, it's just you're just preparing for stuff that we're just not used to, and just adding that depth, I think, is definitely beneficial for us, Romy.
Right, like every single day. Like you have no idea what to prepare for, you know, what to expect every single day. Like, for instance, when you deal with the COVID outbreak, Dave, that the Marlins had in their clubhouse, and now they're going to have their season paused for the rest of the week, you have Nationals manager Dave Martinez, who has dealt with a heart condition, saying that he was scared when he saw that. Are you scared personally? Are you worried?
Well, I'm a cancer survivor. I wouldn't say I'm worried yet, but obviously the alarm bells go off when an outbreak with the Marlins certainly happens. And honestly, I think that, you know, things are going to happen where you can't control it. But it's just for me, when people become irresponsible and don't think of the ramification or what it can affect their teammates in the league, that's where I sort of have a problem with it. And so, again, I'm not trying to, you know, right now I don't know enough information, but I just really encourage guys to be responsible. And I know our guys are doing it as such.
I was going to say that, Dave. What about your guys? Like, as an example, professional athletes typically feel like they're bulletproof. Nothing can touch them. Nothing can harm them. Do you get a sense that your guys are locked in that regard and that they're really aware of the threat that the virus does pose?
100%. 100%. And I think that, you know, kind of going back to, you know, what you talked about, you know, early in the open, it's like this year there's been so much that has transpired. And I think that no one is immune to whether it be the pandemic, you know, obviously the social injustice has been a topic of conversation. So there's been a lot of hard conversation and people affected in a lot of different ways in 2020, you know. So I think that with this, our guys are certainly taking heed to all the protocols and understanding that, shoot, one team can mess it up for everybody. So we all got to do our part.
Right. One guy, which leads a couple of guys in a whole clubhouse. Dave, before you go, one more topic. Back in March, when you and I spoke about the character Mookie Betts and what he meant to the team and the club in the short time that you had him, then last week the team announces that major extension with him before he even played a single regular season game. Like, what does that say about Betts, and what's it say about you and the organization and what you see in him?
Well, I take it as a huge compliment that Mookie could commit to the Dodgers after such a brief honeymoon period, as far as spending, you know, the first spring training, then the summer camp, and then really commit to the Dodgers. We're not having a situation with fans and knowing the city. I think that's fantastic. I think it's fantastic for the city of Los Angeles. I think it's great for baseball to have Mookie in a Dodger uniform. It just, like I said before, it just really looks right. And also, Roman, lastly, I'll say is that, you know, when you get when you commit to a player, you have to bet on the guy. And the skill set is going to be what it is, and at some point it starts to diminish. But the guy to make people around him better, be a destination spot where people want to play with him, to continually, you know, vie for a championship, and Mookie and encompasses all of that. And I couldn't be more happy for him.
I think that's great. One last thought. I mean, you had a great line a few weeks back when you said of Betts, quote, the Dodger uniform was meant for him. Can you lay that out? What do you mean by that? And then what does the Dodger uniform mean to you, Dave?
You know what, Romy? I see him with these high pants on, and honestly, the first thing that comes to mind is Jackie. And I had the pleasure on Rachel Robinson's birthday to wish her well, talk to her. And I just think that him breaking the color barrier, the Dodgers need a man of color in a Dodger uniform, and somebody that is strong in mind, that's tough, but is classy, intelligent, plays the game the right way, you know. And Mookie, again, this is what he's about, and he knows the history of Jackie. So for him to wear that uniform and understand what it means to be a Dodger, it's just only fitting.
That is extremely high praise. He is the manager of the Dodgers. He's in his fifth year. He was a World Series champ as a player. The Dodgers are back at it against Houston tonight. Skip, Dave, you know I appreciate you very much. Great to have you back on the show. Thank you so much, and really good to hear your voice.
Roma, you're the best, man. We'll talk soon.
You got it, Dave. Thank you. You too. Much respect. Much appreciation. Dave Roberts, manager of the LA Dodgers. All right, so you had my thoughts at the very top about what happened last night. You just got his thoughts. What's your reaction to it?